This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You need to interview me real soon and get this all through your network and everywhere else, because you're getting popular. I also need to get really try even harder to get a hold of Mike Lindell and the president, because the president's going to come back soon. If he comes back pushing the vaccines, it's going to be very catastrophic. We need to get through to Trumpy. I want to tell him on air that I was inspired by him, so I want him to be at all the glory, that President Trump inspired me, along with God giving me the formula, to make my special technology called the EduGap. That way I want him to get the credit of he inspired me to create this alternative to these toxic chemo shot vaccines, so when he returns he can switch horses and not be riding on the vaccine chemo shot horse that's going to get him ruined. Because if he comes back and a lot of people are dropping dead, they're going to blame Trump, aren't they?
Well, no question about it. It's interesting how the left, you know, wants to take credit for, you know, that vaccines and all that now. But then right. If that was to happen, they'd be like, oh, no, that was Trump's doing. So, look, I agree with you. He should have never embraced the vaccine so heavily.
He trusted Azar and these other jackasses.
It's killed. Let's not forget, it has killed every single lab animal that it's ever been tested on. Every single one of them has died. And so now the experiment is on the human being. Instead of the lab rats. We are now the lab rats.
Right.
And it's pretty sick and it's pretty sad.
And the media is still pushing it, even though they're getting people, women even that are not vaccinated, but they're working in places where other people are vaccinated. Their periods are crazy. They're miscarrying babies. They're bleeding nosebleeds. They're getting respiratory infections. And according to Dr. Richard Fleming, who was on the show last week, is a triple board MD, JD, nuclear cardiologist. He's predicting 100% of the people that are vaccinated in the next 2 years are going to die. If they don't die of a cardiac event or a vascular event, they're going to die of cancer, they're going to die of spongiform encephalopathy and permanent brain damage. We're going to see a holocaust of many millions of people dying if I don't rescue. And I checked around to see if there's anybody else with a solution. There is nobody. I'm the only one. Period. And I have one that can be validated with blood tests and imaging studies and even electron microscopy to prove that what I'm doing works. So it's not like, oh, I'm a blowhard that thinks I'm so special. Look. I've been at this game for a long time. I had classified clearance. I have information and technology that can be validated. And we're ready here. Well, probably the last week in May, we'll have the capsules encapsulated at PureNSM. We'll have it out the first week in June. People will take maybe 7 or 14 days. We'll do a test at 15 days and at 30 days. If it shows it's improved, it means they have immunity. They can't get the virus. They don't need a face diaper. They won't need social distancing. And if they are a carrier of the virus, which, by the way, if you've even been vaccinated, you can't doesn't stop you being a carrier. But it suppressed Th2 cytokine ability to create antibodies to kill the virus, T-cell immunity. So my technology is going to help the people who have been vaccinated, the people who haven't been and want to be protected. And we also need to give the rescue kit not only to the vaccinated, but the people around them. They're going to get bleeding problems or miscarry or all kinds of other problems because they're releasing these infotoxins to everybody near them. This is a unbelievable disaster. And then when they start the lockdowns because of this, say, in the fall or next year, the entire world economy is going to crash. What I'm predicting is the end of the human race if we don't stop this damn crap.
We need a parallel world. There are signs of the economy collapsing because inflation is going to go through the roof. We already have the gas prices going out of whack. We already are going to have the cost of goods going out of whack. Why? Well, because we spent another $3.5 to $4 trillion on these bailouts, and now our national consumer debt is up to, what, $30 trillion? Add in unfunded liabilities, and you're talking about $118 trillion in unfunded liabilities right now. What do you think is going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Interest rates are going to go skyrocketing, number one. Number two, the cost of goods and services are going to skyrocket, which means when you go to the supermarket, you're going to be paying a hell of a lot more for bread and milk and vegetables and meat and chicken and all those things. And it's going to hurt us all. That's going to be a major, major tax increase. And that's without even legislation from these psychopaths.
But it's all on purpose. It's all on purpose, though. That's why even the attack on the audit, by these demon rats. And they're not Democrats. They're demon rats. They're not Americans. These are global Satanists. Okay, let's call them what they are. They're not Americans, okay? An American supports a U.S. Constitution that says, points us toward God, the basis of our Constitution, right? So now let's get your news. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. So here's a couple things. First and foremost, this Judge Christopher Corey decided to recuse himself like an idiot because he didn't have to recuse himself. Basically what happened was the Democrats figured out that one of the attorneys for Cybernator, one of the auditing firms, was an intern for the judge. So they immediately asked the judge to recuse himself because of a conflict of interest, right? Well, the judge, being the moron that he is, decided to recuse himself. Now, if you ask me, he was looking for an excuse to get off of this case. He didn't want to be associated with it, or perhaps, you know, they threatened to murder him and his entire family. I wouldn't put them past that because they
This judge actually is linked up to this other legal firm you're talking about, because they have the picture up there on the screen.
Now, listen to this. So the judge that replaces Christopher Corey is a guy named Daniel Martin, okay?
Right.
Now, Daniel Martin not only is a liberal judge, number one. Number two, he was appointed by Governor Janet, you show me a 50-foot wall, I'll show you a 51-foot ladder, Napolitano, who was also Obama's Department of Homeland Security secretary back in the day. So she's the one that appointed this guy, and get this, he has a huge conflict of interest, and he must recuse himself immediately because he worked for a company called Brown & Bain PA. Brown & Bain PA, as an associate attorney, guess what they're called now?
Perkins Coie.
Perkins Coie, you got it. So you literally have the law firm that's fighting the audit hired the judge that's now been assigned to the case? Bullshit to that!
Right.
Bullshit to that! This scumbag judge needs to recuse himself immediately! This is a bunch of bullshit!
Well, you know what we have right now? We have a genocide going on. We have a bunch of people trying to destroy America. They want to get America weakened off, and they have foreign troops sitting at Chinese CCCOM in Canada and Mexico, ready to walk across the border and just take over. We have a ton of people being brought in here by Joe Biden, who tries to pretend he's a moderate. There's nothing moderate about Joe Biden. He's right in the pit of hell. And the people who were dumb enough to vote for him now, they must be thinking twice, like, oh, we didn't vote for this. All the BS from the media and so on is that Joe Biden was moderate. Moderate what? Moderate lake of fire? Moderate hellishness? Moderate stabbing to death? What's moderate about Joe Biden is his ability to even walk up a stairway to the Air Force One. That's what's moderate about
him. Exactly. Which he can barely even do.
That's what I mean.
He probably craps himself on a daily basis, which is why he's not out in front of the public too often, because he's got a loaded diaper every single day. But I digress. Here's the bottom line, okay? To anyone out there from Right Wing Watch to any other left-wing organization, hear me loud and clear. You are not going to stop the plenary power and the constitutional power that the Arizona Senate has to perform these audits. It's not going to happen. This is a David and Goliath situation, and we are going to slay Goliath, okay?
Right.
There is going to be a slaying of Goliath, because I don't give a crap about that fat piece of crap, Mark Elias and the Perkins Coie, or that Indian idiot lawyer who's also has her issues because she's the one that was in bed with Secretary of State Hobbs. We are getting this audit done, and you bastards aren't going to do anything about it to stop it. And when it's all said and done, know that me, Josh Bernstein, okay, and about 300 other people that refuse to quit, refuse to comply, and refuse to back down, we're the ones that saved this country. We're the 2021 founding fathers, and don't you forget it.
I think also these people that realize that they've put themselves on the wrong side realize at the end of this battle, they're going to prison or to execution chambers. They need to realize there's a consequence to their behavior. This is not going to be a simple, smooth little transition. It's going to be one where they're going to be cooling their days in a cold cell with a steel toilet and no blankie and no access to the internet or yard time.
And a bleeding, you know what, too. We'll leave it at that.
Right. I think people should understand that we're not going to put up with this. And there's three boxes. The witness box, which I tell people we need pro-state living in action, the voter box, which we need to have, make sure we take things back into the Senate and the Congress, which you see Trump and everybody else like Mike Lindell moving toward. And we have to make certain that we fix all these elections so not only in our country but in other countries, the same bullshit that happened with the CIA using technology in other countries, which they decided to turn on us. Remember now, all these elections in all these other countries like Venezuela and elsewhere is our deep state doing it to other countries, screwing them over. They finally turned it back on us. Over the last 10, 12 years, always since Barack Obama should not have been elected, it was probably partly the reason why they got him in there, is they decided they're going to turn on us and put him in there to literally destroy America, because there can't be a new world order with a strong, godly America that believes in God, whether it's the Hebrew God of the Bible and Jews or Christians or anybody who believes in a higher power. They want that God. And that's what they're up to, people. A godless America without families, without women that are pregnant, without babies anymore, without people that even have fertility. That's what's coming.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop or long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Screen right now, azaudit.org.
Yeah.
Wow. And you can actually see all
12. Let me explain. Let me explain.
Yeah, please.
So think about this for 1 second. When Democrats were counting votes, they threw out Republican observers, they threw out GOP observers, they put pizza boxes over the windows, they covered the doors, they wouldn't let the observers in, they kept them at a distance, right? They did everything they could to cheat in this election. But now that Republicans are counting, 100% transparent. There's 9 cameras, not just for the Democrats to see, but the entire world can watch the audit.
Okay? Live.
That's the
Live.
Difference between the scumbags and patriots.
Whoa. I'm looking at it on the screen. I'm thinking, these guys are so wise. I mean, this is like a re-announcement of the rebirth of a new America now. And see, what I think what Trump's going to come back is when America comes back, it'll no longer be a corporate entity. It'll be back to a non-fascist reinstitution of the real America. Before, in I think it was 1871, when it was incorporated as a bankrupt country under the Vatican, using the banks in Britain to actually incorporate America in the District of Criminals, they call it. D.C. is not even American territory. People don't know that. When they say they want to give it statehood, it's not American territory. It's owned by the Vatican and the banks in Britain. Do you know that?
Yeah, they will never, ever get statehood, as far as I'm concerned.
They can't get statehood. They're not even American territory.
They're number one, and there's more power and corruption in that one little area of Washington that it's already its own state. It's its own country almost, because the way they think in that cesspool of D.C. is completely different than most of the rest of the country.
Well, I call it the District of Criminals, D.C.
That's right.
Okay, wow. That's freaking crazy. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, oh, my God. I mean, I can't believe this is real, but it is. It's real. It's really going on. I mean, people say, oh, no, Dr. Neely, you're making that up. I say, look, you know, this is not made up. This is very real. Yeah, that's crazy. So now, of course, we have the situation here. And we've got, of course, the media blackout regarding, you know, this moron, Fauci, who's another criminal. And there's the mask, no mask, and everything in this audit. I saw the latest thing over on one of the other sites is that the same company, IBM Corporation, made the Hollerith cards for Nazi Germany, is the one now for the passports. Have you seen that?
Yep, I have.
IBM. The same bastards made Hollywood cards 75 years ago in Nazi Germany for the death camps. It's the one making the vaccine passports for every citizen on Earth. That's what they're doing. IBM.
IBM, International Business Machines, worked with the Nazis, worked with our enemies, and now they want to work with these companies in big pharma.
Sick. Right. So, okay, so number one, we've got to get the audit. Number two, we got to get my video out to get to people. Who I want to get this video done and send it to not only Mike Lindell but to President Trump. I want them to see it. And if you do it, they'll see it. We need to get this word out because when people are going to buy in, they're going to pay $32 to get a membership as a person, family, and then we'll figure out the dollar value that they need in order to buy the EduCap, say a 30-day bottle cap with a little freezer pack, the lab test, which is $125 per person at either 15 days or 30 days, then the legal certificate that shows they had immunity, which means if they have to travel or passport to fly or whatever or their job, they'll have an immune passport, not a vaccine passport, an immune passport showing we've trained their immune system to identify the virus and create T-cell immunity by a standard titer blood test. It's not just a stupid test like the one they do. The test that they use was invented 3 years before the virus even arrived here, and the guy who invented it says it's freaking useless for monitoring either cases or auditing and determining the medical cause of death, so they don't have any proper forensic death database. And the test they use, even the guy who invented it, says it's freaking useless. Yet they do it anyway. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I know. It's just incredible.
It's one crime after another. It's a crime upon a crime upon a crime.
What we're doing right now is the equivalent to Joseph Mengele, okay?
Right.
We are experimenting on human beings. And we are not caring about the health and well-being of our subjects, in this case, the American people.
Right.
Therefore, we're just doing it willy-nilly without any testing or anything. And they're not caring that people are getting sick and people are dying. What they were doing in these studies killed every single ferret that they...
Well, that's why they jumped the animal studies. And they got what's called a recall phenomenon. Yeah, they got a recall phenomenon. Now, the problem is that now we're discovering this thing called shedding. And when I talked to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Gary Mudde, I was impressed by them because I thought, oh, they're emotional and all this stuff. Unfortunately, they're hysterical beaches. They're literally scaring the crap out of people. And they know that Dan McDeagle has the answers, but they don't want to give me credit and say my name. I like to be under scrutiny. say my labs are full of BS. I said, but I got certified federal labs. We're going to do the testing. We did a study last year that proved it with the spike protein with Dr. Singh, who was 35 years with Smith Kline Beecham. I'm not a knucklehead. I've been at this for half a century, okay? People need to know. And when I order it, I want to make sure everything can be followed by scrutiny. And we're not claiming it's a vaccine. It's not a cure. It's saying we're going to try to educate you to identify the virus and create immunity. And we're going to prove it with a blood test. It's that simple. Now, what's going on right now is the people are vaccinated. We now have 2 million more people per day in America that are giving the chemo shots. Oh, my God. I had a friend of mine who called me. I talked to him because my wife said, no, he's not sick, Bill. There's no problem here. Well, he said he was having insomnia after a second shot. Now, it's a month, and he's so freaking sick he can hardly move, and he's begging me to help him. Now, he's a guy who makes a lot of my supplements for one of my sides of my company, and unfortunately, he took the shots in New York, and now I have to rescue and save his life, along with other people I'm talking to. You got to understand here what's going on, people. We're going to have this catastrophe come through our eyeballs, and people are dead or dying or making other people sick simply with the exosomes they're secreting into our population. So if you're in, let's say, a pregnancy clinic and someone comes that's been vaccinated, they're going to cause women to miscarry or bleed to death.
Wow.
People don't know this. This is right out of the most worst nightmare movie you can ever freaking imagine. And I'm thought of being, I'm a nutball. I'm demented. Why do you think that, Deagle? And then the ones I wanted to bring on my board, they both dropped me, both Dr. Monday and Dr. Tenpenny. And I wasn't asked them anything. I said, I just want you out there so you can redirect your money toward projects. I'm going to do the project myself now. Now, this Thursday, I'm meeting with Dr. Judy Mikovits, and she didn't really want to do a show until he met me and find out if I'm a real person or I'm full of shit. I'm not full of it, okay? And I'm not doing this to get people to like me. I'd rather they hate my guts than survive, to be honest. I'm not built like an average human being. I'm a person that cares about my fellow Americans, but citizens all over the world. I don't care what skin color you are, orientation, whatever. I don't want you to die from the stupidity and the evil of our global overlords. And that's what's happening. This is like, if we could have prevented the Holocaust, which not only killed all these Jews, but also killed a lot of the gypsies and many other people in Germany, the total wasn't, I think, 6 million Jews, but altogether around 20 million people died. People don't understand what's going on here. What's going to happen if their prediction are right and we don't stop it? We're going to see billions dead, not millions, billions. It's going to be the worst Holocaust in human history if we don't stop this damn thing. That's how mad it is. So we need to do a video. It needs to go to Trumpy and to McLindell, and I want to save their ass, and I want Trump to, when he comes back, I want to make him the best president there, and I'll give him my credit and say, listen, he inspired me to make this thing, give him my God, put my own money and treasure and time and put a neck on the line so that we would not have America collapse with the human population around the world being dead. The state of Israel is my top priority. I don't want all those my cousins that are Israelis to die.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing new relaxed guidelines for wearing masks outside.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes these guidelines could have came a lot sooner.
If you want to convince people who are skeptical that the vaccine works, show them that we have protection after we've been vaccinated. Show them after we've had the disease naturally that we have protection and have to don't be excoriating people to keep wearing masks after they already have immunity. Let people live again.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Home prices in the United States are seeing their biggest jump in 15 years. The S&P CoreLogic case Shiller Home Price Index rose in February by nearly 12%. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting to allegations against Special Climate Envoy John Kerry.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accused of telling Iran about Israeli operations, and now there are demands for him to be investigated and resign over allegedly telling America's secrets to an adversary. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Fox News.
This is something that deserves a Senate investigation. If it is indeed proven to be accurate, then John Kerry should seriously consider resignation. What really worries me a good bit, how you could see these despotic regimes emboldened to push back on the United States.
Kerry denies the allegations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The State Department issuing a new travel advisory urging all Americans interested in leaving Afghanistan to do so ASAP. USA Radio News. Radio News.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do we have John W. Spray? Okay, John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay, let me give.
Good evening, sir. The big fan.
Okay, now this lady, I have a picture of her on there, and I can realize now she's a bit of a glory seeker and histrionic because she returned the NADH I bodily gave her for chronic fatigue. She dropped from the board and won't respond to my questions and so on. And the same with Dr. Tenpenny, and she even contacted you, John Spring, and said, well, he doesn't have anything published. Why would I publish my stuff so it could be stolen? I've worked with drug companies for 50 years. They stole so many of my ideas. My wife told me, you got to stop it, Bill. They're making millions on your ideas, and they're not getting any credit or any money. Okay?
Exactly.
So yep. I don't want, and by the way, I have to use my wording very carefully, even though we're on a separate board from the First Nations board. I don't want them sneaking down my neck because they realize, if anybody has a solution to the problem, well, you got to kill us on a bitch. Now, I'm not exactly Mr. Guy, smooth over guy. There's not a nice molecule in my body. You son of a bitch just come to my home to hurt me? And I said this, even my son was trying to say, you can't say that, Bill. Yeah, I will. You come to vaccinate me, I'm going to kill you. Okay? You're not going to have a nice day. I'm going to blow you to little bits. Or I'll hit you with a non-lethal weapon. Then I'll baseball you down to the ground until you're unconscious and haul your sorry ass off to the sheriff. That's what I'd like to do. I don't want to kill you. I'd rather hit you so you can't see and cough your freaking head off, and then zip tie you and pull your sorry ass into the back of my minivan and haul you off to the sheriff. That's what I'd love to do. I'd rather than blowing your bits up and having to bury you in my front yard or whatever in a coffin, I'd much rather just make you unconscious so you can't freaking do any more harm to anybody. All right? Now, I want people to realize I don't take prisoners. Well, these two ladies who are histrionic, they need to get back with the program. So they say you a thing, say, we couldn't find anything on a thing that you published. Why would I publish my stuff and give you my ideas when it's worth billions of dollars and the big drug companies don't even want to have anything to do with me? Even the one in New York back in Christmas. Oh, we're really interested. And then all of a sudden, nope, we're not interested at all. Don't call back. The reason is they're terrified that I have a solution to the problem that they're creating because they want to kill most of us and sterilize us.
Yes.
And if you don't realize the deep state medical system and the globalists are completely hell-bent on a massive genocide and converting the human race into cyborgs. Now, Dr. Mahdi is partly correct that they have the hydrogel, but they don't have the full system to turn people into cyborgs. There's nobody that knows more about this than me when they tried to induct me in 1978 to do it with DARPA at UCLA. So if you're listening to programs like Mike Adams and Alex Jones, they're blithering morons. Nobody out there knows what I know. I'm not going to be arrogant about this. God's put me through living hell to know what the hell I know. And I've been told by my own family, you're crazy, Billy. You're demented, Billy. It's not happening. It's not going to be a problem, Billy. Guess what? Shut the hell up, because it is a problem. And now even the guy that she said to me last week is not a problem. He's now sick as a dog for a month, okay? So I'm freaking tired of people saying, we don't want to believe you. Guess what? When you're dying, you call Billy, and Billy stays up late at night to do a consult on you and save your sorry ass. You're alive because I helped you. If you don't listen to me, you freaking die. That's what happens. And I do it every day, 7 days a week, and I do it free. I don't charge a cent to train a doctor to do it with a patient. So don't say I'm trying to get greedy, and I'm not trying to get glory. I just want to save your ass. How's that? I'd rather you hate me and live than love me and die. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
All right, so I'm not full of shit, okay? Shut the hell up if you're tasting all this stuff or whatever. I'm a God's servant, I'm his son, and I'm going to do the right thing here. And let me tell you, I take more than my share of bullshit from you idiots out there that think, well, I want to attack them here because Bill Deagle can't have all the answers. Yeah, I do, actually, because I'm Moses. Now, people say, oh, you can't. My wife says, you can't say you're Moses. Come be a medical Moses. I have all natural medicine. I've been at it half a century, so I'm medical Moses, let's say. I'm the guy that has this first line kit I had 20 years ago to stop the H5N1 and H1N1 and now this coronavirus bullshit. Okay? I'm the one that has the EduCap, which, by the way, by the first week in June, we'll be giving it to people, and it'll actually stop the virus totally. No more face diapers, no more social distancing, normal bullshit chemo shots that'll kill the vast majority of the population and ruin their health. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people thinking, there's no solution, we're going to wring our hands. Shut the hell up. Like, when these ladies said this last week, I went from saying and liking them to being very pissed off at them. Like, you know, you don't have to like me anymore, okay? When I flirted with them a bit. You don't have to like me, but you got to respect me. Not for my sake, but for the sake of all the people listening to you, idiots, that are not going to do the right thing because they're going to listen to you, either be scared shitless, or just not do anything and then die. All right? Stop it. I'm not going to put this crap anymore from anybody, family or anyone. I'm proceeding with it. I got the money. I'm going to be meeting with Dr. Jody Mikovits this Thursday. Hong Lee has the money together for me for the machine. I'm trying to get the money with either donations or from Hong Lee to have the materials to do the actual thing at the laboratory in Las Vegas. Once we've proven principle, I'm going to replicate in labs all over the world, and I'm not greedy. I'll send it to a lab in Russia or China or Korea, or Vietnam, whatever. I don't care. I want to make sure people don't freaking die. I don't want to become a billionaire and find out my brothers and sisters on Earth died because I'm flying around my private jet and have my own island. To hell with that. I'm not interested. Okay, people? So if you want to say, I want to spit on you, Deagle, keep your spit in your own mouth. Shut the hell up. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. What do you think? Am I a little bit angry? There's no one like me on the earth, unlike my ancestor Moshe and my ancestor Deagle, 7'9" giant from Norway, the king of Norway.
Absolutely.
I'm not Mr. Passive, okay? I'm going to kick ass here, and I'm going to kick ass the virus. And when I get this video done with Josh Bernstein, it goes to Mike Lindell and to my president, and I'm going to give him the credit. I'm going to say, you inspired me in March to get this patent filed, you know? And because I have it, I want you to change horses and get off the vaccine horse, which you did. His wife recently had a birthday. She got vaccinated, and so did, I think, one of his daughters. Holy shit. They're needing my... The beautiful woman, his wife, is going to get very sick and very dead if I don't rescue her. And his daughter. Is that sad or what? That's very sad, isn't it? Johnny is still there. I can't hear you, John. He must be having a stroke right now because of what I just said. Are you there, John? His audio's gone, so you may need to recall him.
Yes, This is the problem that we're having. Everyone around us is so foolish at getting the...
You know what? They figure that they can actually beat me up intellectually, emotionally, whatever, call me an idiot or I'm demented or whatever. They need to shut the hell up. If they think I want to change my behavior, my first word when I was 10 months old was no. My parents beat the shit out of me when I was a kid. I put up with it. My teachers in school, my grade one teacher strapped me to my wrist and wrote to bleed grade one. I told her she was full of crap. And then 1976, I saved her life when she had a ruptured left side of diverticulum. I don't care if people like me. I'm there. I love them anyway. My personality is not dependent on them liking me to be their big brother. It isn't. Just like when Jesus died on the cross, I die my entire life and persecuted by being a guy that would stand up for truth. And when I got deviated because I had to do a residency in family medicine and do abortions, and I realized I was a monster because they took my baby, I realized and I repented and realized that the only one that can take away sin is the Creator God. And when you're a saved sinner, like I was, you're driven.
Yep.
I've seen the lake of fire. I've seen people's spark of eternity flashed out, and they realize they're about to be annihilated. I know what's coming for many people, my relatives, friends, and so on. They're just going to die a physical, horrifying death. They're going to die a spiritual annihilation. They're not going to play pool with Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. in hell and have hot drinks. They're going to cease to exist. That's very sad, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Dr. Deagle.
And they need to realize that, you know, it's good God said, you know, when he sent me back from heaven at 8 and a half, 61 years ago, he said, now, when you go back, if you do evil, I will annihilate you. I said, I love you so much, God, I'll go back, even in danger of being taken from your book of life. And he's cried, and he said, not since your ancestor Moses anybody said this to me. And for this reason, you'll be the Lamb, and you'll call forth those who are the great ones that will bring forth the truth at the time of the end, and you will bless people with the manna of truth to save them. And for this reason, when you go back, I will shake your ugly human carcass, he said, and I will make you a son again, so millions will be saved. Well, I'm not a good guy. I'm just a patient guy. I'm an obedient guy. I've seen what's coming. And let me tell you, for 61 years, I've known what's coming, and right now we're there.
Yes, we are.
The persecution of my own family and my colleagues is so disgusting. It makes me sad, but I'm going to move forward anyway. I'm going to do his will. I want Trump to get the glory. He inspired me, and he's going to switch horses.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools. schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Then friends, where?
The U.S. troops landed in France.
Spain was, I know that.
The reason that they call it the Spanish flu, because Spain was the only nation that was keeping track of any health or hygiene.
Yeah, I know they were neutral. You see, the other nations wouldn't report it. It was only Spain that was neutral that reported because it was neutral. I know that.
Yeah.
I know the troops were getting sick and dying there, but they called it other things. They were having, like, you died of typhus or God knows what. But, yes, it was only Spain because of their neutrality that they identified that they were getting sick there. It's the neutrality of Spain. So now I finished my little rant here. I want you to talk in this last segment. Ask me any question. As I said before on the show today when I did the Revolution Radio, I'm not limited by just my intelligence and my personal experience, which is literally a living hell. The stuff I've been through, people actually knew what I was through, both natural and supernatural. They say, oh, my God, man, they take a cry and tell. I don't cry. You know why? I glory in the fact that God's preparing me for a battle so I'm ready for it. So I can take the abuse of my wife and my family and then take the freaking vaccines. I can take the abuse of my listeners or these doctor ladies that dropped off the board, Dr. Carrie Madej and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And if they're upset about the fact of mentioning their names, don't go and treat or try to abuse me in public by not mentioning my name when I have the solutions. That's abuse. And even the supplement I sent to Dr. Madej, the NADH tablets as a gift, she sent it freaking back. These are for her chronic fatigue. So that she sent it back to me. It's like, excuse me, you're not going to get away with that kind of crap with me. You might with somebody else, but I'm not Mr. Passive. I use a lot of glory to try to help people out and work on doing everything free. I was actually wanting them on the board, not to actually manage it, just to distribute where the funds would go once we started making large amounts of money by helping a lot of people. But you know what? That wasn't good enough for them. Damn it. You know, excuse me, I figured they had a lot of people that would watch them so that if they just notified their people that the EDUCAP system was coming forward, they would notify them and they'd say, I want that when it becomes available after, say, the initial study, and they're going to sign up, and maybe in the first week in June they sign up and we start sending them capsules too.
Yes.
Instead, they don't mention my name last week on the show on the 22nd with Dr. T, Dr. P. They send back my gift, okay? They don't mention my name, and they attack me by mentioning to you that, hey, he's a kind of thing published. Now, why would I publish that my idea is stolen by some big kind of tech company wants to make billions of dollars and put the screws to me? I'm not stupid. I'm a medical legal expert. I've been screwed over so many times by lawyers and legal people. I'm like half a lawyer now myself. I'm thinking of getting a full law degree by next year, but not joining a bar association. Okay? And I'll do it online because I'm smart enough to do that.
Okay.
But I'm sick and tired of hearing people that are abusing me or trying to have glory by just scaring the crap out of people and having no solutions when I have them, and they don't even mention that Deagle has a friggin' first-line kit and the vaccine pre and post, and the EntraCap is launching this week, and well, in a couple weeks we'll have the capsules. What the hell's wrong with them? God damn it.
Okay, Dr.
I'm mad.
Deagle, my first question to you is just for the benefit of the audience.
Right.
I'll try to come through with a much more challenging question in just a moment.
Right.
But the question that I have for you is, those of us who have not taken the shots, those of us who have basically taken your first line of defense, and now we're coming in contact with people who have taken the shot.
You need to add the first line defense. You need to add to it with the continue the first line defense because they're carriers of the virus. You have to have the rescue kit too. And the problem is, as long as these people are releasing these infotoxins, they can cause you to bleed. God knows what, maybe cause you cancer. God knows what they'll do to you. Because they're transferring microRNA to your body that's screwing up your whole immune system and your ability to even fight cancer. We've had people that I've had reports to that they got the vaccine and they had a nascent cancer. For example, one of my friends, Jonathan, within 10 days of his friend being vaccinated, he cancer didn't know he had, exploded. We don't know what's going to cause this to other people. We know that women are miscarrying their babies if they have somebody nearby that actually has been vaccinated. We know people are getting the entire lining of their uterus literally sloughed right out of their vaginal vault. We're having people laying beside their wife that's been vaccinated and they're bruised all over when they wake up in the morning, like, what the hell? This is like nightmares. It's right out of the worst freaking nightmare you can imagine, like, it's bad enough having the people who are stunned enough to take the vaccines, but the people that are their friends, neighbors, and coworkers, they're being poisoned by the exosomes, the infotoxins, or the people who are dumb enough to take them. Oh, my God.
Yep.
This is disgusting. And when people want to attack me, and none of them have any freaking solutions, they just match me. I published 4 books. I don't care what you published. Do you have an answer or solution? No. Oh, you got maybe, some kind of stupid thing, colloidal silver, or maybe you've got some zeolite. No, that's not the solution, okay? And you also need to have lab tests to prove that people are skeptical and want to know, what lab test is going to take to prove that you actually stopped me from destroying my mitochondria or my vascular tree? For example, I'm doing nonlinear blood viscometry tests at Tutwell and Washington at Meridian Valley Labs. I can measure blood carb markers. I can measure oxy markers in your blood. I can measure markers of your mitochondrial function. If it's functioning normally, you're screwed up. He goes, oh, you can't do that. Yes, I can. I'm a biochemist, too. Besides being a doctor. And if you don't listen to me, you're going to freaking die. Now, I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, I don't want to give you any respect because I don't like you. I even get this from my family. None of us likes you. Sons don't like you. Your cousin doesn't like you. I haven't interacted with my wife's brother and my sister-in-law for like 25, 30 years. Like, how can they not like me? They don't even know me. I was a young man back then in my 30s. Now I'm in my 60s. Okay, come on. Get a little bit nice here, okay? You think that's going to bother me when somebody hasn't known me for like half a century almost? Come off it. That's the kind of bullshit I have to deal with, even my own family.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I'm freaking sick of people, and I'm just trying to save people's lives. Like when I put together the first line defense kit and then the rescue kit, I had the first line kit 20 years ago, long before the H5N1 and H1N1 arrived. I had one guy in New Zealand contacted his doctor after he heard from me, and he got him an intravenous vitamin C, which I told him would save his life. He went and he forced the hospital to do it because he threatened to sue the hospital, and the New Zealand hospital allowed the detective to come and sip the IV vitamin C, and the next day he walked home. Da! I saved his life all the way in New Zealand because he listened to my freaking show.
Yes, well, you are able to... You're the only one on this planet, Dr. Deagle, that is able to provide the proper solutions. And,
well, I want it to spread. I want other people to do this. I don't need to be greedy and whatever. If you want to do it, listen, I'll license you if you're in Greece or Germany or whatever doing the EduCap. I'll tell you what kind of supplements you can have, supplements in your country, whether you're in Korea or elsewhere. I'll tell you the kinds of supplements you need to use and the kind of blood test and see if what they did worked. I mean, I'm not of the idea like I have to make control of the whole thing. Bullshit on that. I just want to make sure people don't freaking die. I don't want to hear that, as I get older in my life, and I don't want to be sitting back like, hey, I made $100 billion in that, and I got a private jet and an island, but, you know, 2 billion people died. That's too bad, isn't it? I don't want to live life like that.
No, of course not.
All right? I'm not a greedy, satanic bastard, okay? I'm not. Although the Pindar would love to be one.
Oh, of course they would.
Right. And I'm also not going to put up with bullshit from people who want to abuse me and think, well, if we abuse you enough, you'll change your behavior. Not me. My first word, a little baby at 10 years of age, months of age,
no.
Is no.
No.
No. I'm not going to submit to you. I'm not going to be beaten. You're not going to beat me into submission. It's not going to happen emotionally or physically. Ain't going to happen. All right? Now, if you don't want to listen to me, suffer first and die second. How's that?
Yeah.
Take notice, people. Once I get this out, it's going to be millions of people are going to want this because they want an alternative to the chemo shot, toxic vaccines. And now people around the world are starting to cut down on the vaccines. The AstraZeneca, over 20 nations have actually banned it. And the poor people of Israel, there's a bastard that Netanyahu made a deal with the Pfizer company. So they vaccinated everybody in Israel. I think it's like 75-80% now. Soon it'll be 100%. And in fact, my friend's daughter was in Israel. She had to travel back. She had to get the vaccine before she could travel. She's in her 20s. Like, why would you take the vaccine in your 20s when you could easily come over the flu, even if you hadn't taken other special vitamins, just vitamin D, zinc, and some ascorbic acid, and so on, you'll be fine. Even without my special kit. This is absolutely insane, and people are acting like lemmings.
Yes.
We only have a couple minutes left, John. I want you to ask one tough question before we go. Okay, go ahead.
First of all, I've been hearing of blood clots the size of golf balls. I mean,
exactly.
And I've had large blood clots, but my question is, how soon do you think we're going to be able to reach enough people to start saving lives?
As soon as I get the video out to Josh Bernstein, we get it to Mike Lindell with his frank speech, and I get it to the President Trump and his media. Then we're going to start receiving large numbers. He's let me down. They were going to come on the board mainly to spread the word. Not to, as I said to Dr. Tenpenny, do I have to do anything on the board? I said, all you have to do is count the money and tell them where it goes. She dropped it because she said, well, she told you in your letter that he doesn't have research published on Nutramedical or Legal Network. Of course not. I'm not going to have my research so the FTC and the other assholes will try to harass me or come and arrest me. I'm not an idiot, okay? But you want the information, I sent it to her in a text message. I have it with Dr. Bill Singh in Las Vegas, okay? Wake up, people.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
MDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.